I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about where God says, "This is my covenant with them." Looking at a passage of scripture from Isaiah chapter 59, where God says, "This is my covenant with them." And then he begins to list some things that are found in this new covenant that we have in Christ, some amazing promises for us in Christ, talking about he'll never take his spirit from us. His word will always be in our mouth. He's going to be faithful to our children for generations. Some amazing promises that are found in Isaiah chapter 59. But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves. We go through the other half of prayer before our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Ask you to expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. This is where we do some repeating. Remember, repetition is one of the keys. These are all skills that we can develop, and anything we want to master, any skills we want to develop, have to be developed through repetition. Putting these things into consistent practice today. But you got to make sure you put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make them fun, as my daughter always reminds me. You got to make the fundamentals fun. You got to put that energy and excitement, presence and focus into the fundamentals. I'm laughing about, we were watching a Karate Kid movie last night, and the teacher, the sensei, tells the student. The student's talking about, he's bragging about how good his focus is, and then the sensei catches him off guard, and he says, "Your focus needs focus. Your focus needs focus." And bring in some excitement, bring in some energy and some focus into these four things today. Being positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today. And then taking action, putting into practice, being a person of action and initiative, that you do the things that you know to do and you execute them the right way with presence and focus and energy and confidence in God as you begin to execute. So our first one, getting position in the light. This is the on-off switch. We got to take our position in the light. And I believe we can do it through these four things. Number one, forgiveness. We got to receive that forgiveness from God. We got to forgive ourselves and that forgiveness has to flow through us to other people. Any lack of forgiveness in any of those three areas, maybe we need to go to God and receive some forgiveness. Maybe we need to walk in forgiveness with ourselves. We tend to beat ourselves up and be our own worst critic. Maybe we need to let go of some things that other people have done. Knocks us out of the light. To be in the light, we got to be positioned in forgiveness. We got to be positioned in love. The motivation behind all the forgiveness that released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, was love. And what is one of the most fundamental aspects of love? Love gives. Love gives. And it's experiencing this love of God. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Experiencing this love of God, not just hearing about it, but truly experiencing it. And then letting that flow through you, where you begin to love yourself the way that God has loved you. And then it flows out into the world, where you begin to love other people the way that he's loved you. And you become generous. You become externally focused, where we begin to take our eyes off of ourselves and just look to be a blessing. We let go of all those things that people have done. We stop fretting and worrying about taking care of ourselves. And we just walk in love with other people. And everything is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith to get positioned in the light is gratitude and praise. To stay positioned all throughout the day in gratitude and praise. Now, this is the on-off switch. We're either in forgiveness or we're not. There's no in-between. We're either in love or we're not. There's no in-between. We're either in gratitude and praise or we're in complaining. We're in entitlement. There's no in-between. And it's not worth it to step out of the light because someone did something wrong to you or some issue or problems going on. You start getting into complaining mode. Because in the light, God has given us everything he has. His spirit and power and presence, his love, his peace, his joy, his mind and wisdom, the answers that we need for today, his health and energy, his time, his finances, and so much more. Everything he has is all found in the light. As we turn those lights on, all this begins to flow in our lives. And then our second fundamental, we can go in and begin to magnify that light, to make it bigger or greater. We turn the lights on, we get the supply on. But then we got to expand it where it begins to grow bigger and greater. And it gives God a bigger area to flow through and to work in our life. Now we're all magnifying something every day. We're all magnifying something already every day based on what we're focused on. Where is our focus? What are we talking about all day long? What are we thinking about all day long? What are we meditating on all day long? Whatever you focus on is going to begin to grow. It's going to begin to expand. So we're already doing it every day already. Why not just turn the focus and just begin to put that focus and attention into the light, into God and his word and his promises and his faithfulness and his love. And as you do, it's going to begin to expand that capacity where God can begin to flow more and more through you because he put all this in your spirit and it's got to get through your mind and emotions and out into the world. Another big key of this is you begin to magnify this. You begin to meditate on these things. It's like it gets it rooted and grounded and established in your heart. We get established in this covenant that we're going to talk about today. And when you're established, you are fixed and immovable. When the storms of life come, you stay fixed and immovable, positioned in the light, magnifying the light. Now, how are we going to do this? We can magnify, we can be meditating, talking about, thinking about God's word, his promises, his faithfulness, his unfailing love, his mighty works, about how nothing's impossible for him. We can be thinking about and meditating on our righteousness in Christ, that we have peace with God, we have blessing and favor from him. He wants to help. We can magnify what he put within us, every good thing that he put within us, and whatever is lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. Now, this is not denying that there's issues and problems, but it's choosing not to magnify them. It's choosing to see these problems in the light, where God is bigger than the problems. He's with you. He's for you. Nothing's impossible for him. He wants to help you. He eagerly desires to help you. And choosing to magnify that as bigger than the issues and problems that we face. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could choose to just sit there and just meditate on and just let it marinate and stew in our minds. All the ways people have wronged us. All the ways we've been slighted. All the things that could have, should have, or would have happened. All the issues and problems were going on. We could just stay stuck in our past. Ways that we've missed it. Things that people have done to us and not be willing to move forward because the past is holding us back. We could be paralyzed today because we're worried about the future. When in reality, God holds our future. Our security in the future is found in him. We could just be sitting there and not getting anywhere because we're trying to figure it all out in our minds, making our pro and con lists, you know, checking all the boxes, trying to figure it all out. But we stay stuck in darkness and there's a better way. This is where we got to recognize the symptoms of it. When we're positioned in darkness or we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all that pressure and weight is sitting on you. There's just this heaviness that comes in the darkness. You might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry and anxiety, dread of the future. Maybe confusion, you don't know which way to go, what's the right step to take. Maybe you're stuck in some sort of vicious cycle or bad pattern that just seems to keep repeating and repeating and repeating. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. We're putting our hope and our trust in God. There's rest in your soul. And when you rest in your soul, you become secure. You become more present. You become externally focused. We take our eyes off of ourselves. Everything becomes free and easy and effortless. Energy levels begin to rise up. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow and equips you to function in his strength rather than your own. There's hope in any and every situation. All of a sudden, you get these just aha moments, these flashes of insight, where you just know that you know that you know that you know this is the way to go. This is the step to take. This is the thing to do. And as you consistently stay positioned in a light, bad habits, bad patterns, things you've been stuck in for a long time just begin to effortlessly fade off of you. They just begin to break off of you as God begins to set you free and set you free and set you free to higher and higher levels as you stay positioned in this consistently. Now, the good news is this amazing gift of grace, it only takes 1 second to turn it back around, to go from darkness to light, to get it turned back around, positioned back in the light. If we ever recognize that we're off track, just a very simple prayer. Father, forgive me. Get reconciled with yourself, reconciled with other people if needed. Humble yourself and say, you know what? Forgive me. I might have missed it right here. Forgive me. I was wrong for that. Then start magnifying God's love and his promises and his faithfulness and start praising him and thanking him. You'll be right back in 1 second. This truly amazing gift of grace that we can just repent, we can turn, we can get right back in 1 second. And then we got to stay tuned in. Every day, God's trying to lead us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we got to stay tuned in for his leading, for his voice, for his direction in our lives. All throughout the day, just staying tuned in. As you do these first two, you stay positioned in the light, start magnifying the light. You're going to start hearing from him so much more clearly. It's like tuning a radio receiver. All of a sudden, you get it tuned in. You can hear his leading and direction each day so much more clearly. But you got to be listening for it. And every day, actually, I'm just thinking right now, something that's kind of coming through for me right now is the more we stay tuned into this, we can turn up the volume of it a little bit. Where not only is it more clear, but it's up a little bit louder where we can hear it better. It's something that happens as well. And every day we can ask this question, God, what is it you're trying to show me? What is it you're trying to teach me today? Is there anything I missed? I think one of the most important things you can do is just getting into the habit of recording your journey, just with a journal, with a pen and paper. Just get still and listen each day. Take 5 to 10 minutes. Just slow down, get still, listen, and say, God, is there anything you're trying to show me today? And don't try to force it. Just sit there and meditate on Him. Just focus on Him. And whatever comes to your mind, just begin to write it down. And if you ever get to the place where you're unsure, you don't know which direction to go, what the step is, just ask Him. Ask Him and then wait for Him to show you. If you ask Him every single time, He'll show you what to do if you wait for His leading. When you don't know, wait. Sometimes He has to teach you something first before you know you understand the direction to go. Just wait. And then when you know what to do, it's time to take action. What do you know to do today? Not the stuff you're unclear of. Not the things you're like, I'm not quite sure just yet. What do you know to do today? And let's take action on those things. Often we have this to-do list piling up on the inside. And the more those begin to pile up, we're blocking the flow of what God's trying to get through us in our lives. He gives us the reminders in our conscience as well. Anytime there's something in our conscience like, oh, I know I need to do that. I keep meaning to do that, but I keep putting it off. I keep procrastinating on it. That's God's way of trying to show you something that we're supposed to be walking in. Do you have a leading or excitement or something that you know you're supposed to be walking in? Just start to put it into practice today. Take that first step in it today and then do it together with God. Do it trusting in Him. Do it with a cheerful attitude, with a willing heart and full confidence in Him. And stay consistent and persistent in this. Stay consistent and persistent in this, where you just keep going no matter what's coming. And you begin to do these things. Does something like turn you into a magnet that just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life? Turns you into a magnet where you don't have to go seeking after those things. God says, Jesus says, seek after me, and all these things will be added to your life. Does something like magnetizes you, where it just begins to pull the things that you're believing for into your life? You don't have to go seeking after them. You seek after God and it magnetizes you and pulls the things into your life. So let's take a look at this today. This is Isaiah 59:21. God's talking. He says, as for me, this is my covenant with them. He's talking about us here. This is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you will not depart from you. And my words that I have put in your mouth will always be on your lips, on the lips of your children and on the lips of their descendants from this time on and forevermore. We'll read it one more time. This is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit who is on you will not depart from you. And my words that I have put in your mouth will always be on your lips and on the lips of your children and on the lips of their descendants from this time on and forevermore. Pretty amazing promise for us here. So we're going to take communion over this today. Just a time of receiving this from the Lord. These promises in our life that He makes us need to be received. They need to be activated in our lives. And this communion today, I want it to be, it's going to be a marker in time. Wait a minute. I received this promise from God this day, today. You can write down the date and the time. I received this promise from God this day at this time. And I'm trusting in Him to fulfill it, for Him to bring it to pass in my life. We can't figure out how to make this happen, but He knows. And He's promised to do it. He's eager. He wants to do this. He's made a covenant. This is a covenant commitment. This is a firm decision and commitment that God has made. He will not waver from this. He says earlier in Isaiah 50-something, that my covenant, I'm not going to break. My covenant is unshakable. Nothing that can happen is going to shake this. This is firm and fixed, backed by God's word. So, Father, we thank you for these promises today, and we just receive them today. We believe in that we receive these from you today, the moment we break this bread and take this juice. We thank you that you loved us so much, you were willing to send your one and only Son. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things, richly to enjoy? We thank you for these amazing promises, not only for us, but our children and grandchildren as well. Just thank you for your goodness, Lord. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it." Told his disciples, "Take it. Receive this." He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. We can approach him with freedom and confidence. And he's not going to take his spirit from you. His words are going to be in your mouth. His words are going to be in your children's mouth, in your grandchildren's mouth. From this time on, today, receiving it today, from this time on, forever. Backed, says the Lord, backed by him. He's going to do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this bread that's a reminder of our covenant with you. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." Look at some of these promises in this new covenant. I believe as you begin to experience this, you begin to walk this out, God brings it to pass in your life. What's it going to do? It's going to help you to know him. Just to know him and his heart and his kindness and his goodness and his love that much more. So Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Making today a masterpiece. So stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying the light. Where is your focus today? Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. We stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. And then we take action. You do the things that you know to do. And we do them together in partnership with God. You keep doing these things day by day. He's going to keep leading you day by day, one graceful step after another to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we got to win today. Let's go win this day. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.